Good morning and welcome to the sixth in a series of audio booths designed to explore the world of Irish politics through the medium of John Gilroy's campaign to get elected to the Irish Parliament. So I'm sitting here in Glanmire in Cafe Beva with John. First time we've spoken in 2 weeks. John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, John. Have you been very busy in the last 2 weeks? This seems to me to be about the longest general election campaign that has ever happened in Ireland.
It's a long campaign, Paul, and it's certainly the longest one I was ever involved in. Have I been busy over the last 2 weeks? The last 2 weeks was Christmas, so you'd expect, generally speaking, that you wouldn't be doing much politics over the Christmas holidays, but this Christmas was peculiar in the regard that the weather conditions that we had were awful. And it meant that last time we spoke, you remember we were talking about salting roads, Paul, as a councillor. The last 2 weeks have been spent...
I remember it, and you had tried to corner the market in salt and found that that some other authority had gone and purchased all the salt.
National Roads Authority had bought up all the salt in the country. But on this occasion now, Paul, we left the salt behind and we were dealing with water, because after the snow and the frost, virtually half the pipes in Glanmire were burst in the thaw. So most people in Glanmire didn't have water, or at least intermittent water, for the last 2 weeks. So this meant, what role would a politician have in this? Because this is an engineering problem and an engineering solution, but a politician certainly has a role in this, Paul, because if your politicians do nothing else, they should keep people informed. So what I was doing, I had contacts in senior level in the county council who were keeping me fully informed of when the water was going to be turned off and when the water was going to be turned back on. And information is the key to everything, Paul. I have set up my text alert system. You might remember we spoke about it in a previous interview. About 500 people on the text alert network that I could keep informed in the most immediate way of when the water was going to be turned on and turned off. And I think that was very successful in the regard that once people know what's going to happen, it's easier to bear even the lack of water.
Yeah, I mean, I was away out of Glanmire during most of this time, and so I've had absolutely no water problems, but that sounds bloody awful that so many people would have no water.
From around St. Stephen's Day, Paul, when the thaw really set in, a great number of what are called connector pipes, which are at your stopcock, at your gate, they're plastic pipes, broke, with the consequence that the reservoirs in Glanmire ran empty from maybe 700 or 800 small leaks. Each of these little pipes have to be individually repaired or replaced, and it takes a considerable amount of time and effort to do that. One of the biggest problems is finding the leaks. So the text alert network that I have set up, I ask people to report back to me any stopcock that's broken, and I think it was very successful because I was inundated with return texts.
About how many text messages have you been handling, John, altogether on this?
I sent out about 2,500 text messages, Paul, in the couple of days over the St. Stephen's Day and the week following. I did a small little test then to see what happened to the texts I sent out, and it turns out that the texts were forwarded on average about 4 times. So if we multiply 2,500, maybe 10,000 texts buzzed around Glanmire about water information over the week following Christmas.
And tell me, in addition to kind of passing information around, what about the anger of the citizens about this kind of situation they find themselves in? Do you personally feel yourself to have any role as a politician in expressing the anger of citizens?
There's no doubt about that, Paul. I mean, this is... The water losses in Glanmire and all over the country are due to one thing other than the frost. It's due to a lack of investment in water infrastructure in the country over the last 10 years. The Dublin City engineer said that to maintain the service, there needs to be an investment of about 5% of the total value of the infrastructure per year, just to maintain the service. And the figures for Ireland for the last 10 years is 1%. So it's hardly surprising, Paul, if we're underinvesting in the maintenance of water infrastructure, that we're going to have problems. And now the crows are coming home to roost here for us, Paul. It's outrageous, really. This is part of... And I don't like criticising the current government too much, but this is part of the ideology that's been upheld by the current government for the last number of years, in that all things in the public sphere are bad and all things in the private sphere are good.
Okay, so I can see we're going to come back to this theme. I mean, I'm now beginning to form a picture of you being concerned with basic utilities, the basics of life. Okay, we set a short interview to start the new year off. But look, this is such a huge, long campaign. Give us one last word then on what you see coming up for you over the next couple of weeks, say.
Well, it looks like, Paul, there's two dates beginning to crystallise as likely dates for the general election. One is the 11th of March and the other is the 25th of March. So that gives us somewhere between 10 and 12 weeks to kick off campaign. Well, you might think 10 or 12 weeks is a long time. I'm afraid it's not. And we're out this morning. We were out yesterday morning delivering literature into certain parts of the city. We'll be doing it again today. We'll be doing it again for the rest of the week.
Okay, John McGill Gilmore, thank you very much for giving us this insight. We'll follow your campaign. I'll be back talking with you in another couple of days. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bob.
The next time we start, you must warn me. Oh, that's really...
No, actually, Bob, it's called better. Because it's clear that it hasn't been edited, you see?
Yeah, that's true. It's clear that there's nothing. I mean, some people in the know will have a good laugh, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. But I don't mind that at all.
Now, hang on a minute. I have to get you to listen to this, and I've come without a...